Princeton, Pennsylvania. This is the Christmas Goose with the Christmas Goose. Oh my gosh, with your host DJ Goldilocks, otherwise known as the worst man in the biz. We'll be playing some songs. Gonna start with one. It's called I heard it through the grapevine. It's by this guy Marvin Gaye. Teresa is behind me. She said it was a good song, but I'm going to let you guys decide for yourself. So here's Heard Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. That was I Heard It Through the Grapevine by Marvin Gaye. And this next song here is called Burnt Sugar Is So Bitter by Elvis Costello and the Imposters off of their newest album, Look Now, which was released, I want to say in the last week, maybe 2 weeks. You know how numbers can be always so difficult. Nonetheless, this is still a pretty good song. Not my favorite Elvis Costello song, but it's also not my least favorite. So that places it with the vast majority of other songs by Elvis Costello. Here it is, Burnt Sugar Is So Bitter by Elvis Costello and the Imposters. That was Burnt Sugar Is So Bitter by Elvis Costello and the Imposters. A good song from a master songwriter. A real master. This next song here is Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead off of their album In Rainbows, which I have been told is a pretty good album, though I've yet to really check it out. I listened to this song a couple times, though, and I really do like it, and I hope you do, too. Here it is, Radiohead with Jigsaw Falling Into Place. That was Jigsaw Falling Into Place by Radiohead, a band comprised entirely of people with radios for heads. This next song is Hotel Yorba. It's by the White Stripes off of their great album, White Blood Cell. Some say it's their best album. Some say it's their second best. Some say other things. Those are all the possibilities, and people are going to say one of those, so I hope you enjoy.
but I'm so tired of acting tough, and I'm gonna do what I please. Let's get married in a big cathedral by a priest. Cause if I'm the man that you love the most, you can say I'll do at least. Well, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, take the elevator at the hotel. You'll find the guy to see you later. All I got inside is vacancy. And yes, 4, 5, 6, 7, grab your umbrella. But that won't be me, cause I'm your favorite fella. All I got inside is vacancy.
That was Hotel Yorba by the White Stripes, a great acoustic song from a great acoustic band, White Stripes, Soft Folk Rockers. The next song is going to be That Lady, Parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers. Something I've always been wondering is that all these two-part songs, you see a couple of them, I think a decent amount of them are by the Isley Brothers. I wonder, do they record the first part and then clip it together with a second part, or... is it always parts 1 and 2? Did they just release part 1 and part 2? You got to wait for the next record? What? Why would someone think to do this? How could someone think that this would be a good idea? Either way, here are both parts back to back, so you don't have to be hanging on the edge of your seat for the next album. That Lady, Parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers.
Street.
That was That Lady Parts 1 and 2 by the Isley Brothers. What a fantastic guitar line that song has. I know I first heard it in one of the Beastie Boys songs off their it was B-Boy, it was one of the little songs in B-Boy Boyabays, the last track from Paul's Boutique, and I remember it had that guitar line from That Lady. And the first time I heard That Lady by the Isley Brothers, it nearly fell out of my seat, because I recognized, that was the first time I had recognized a sample before in a song. That's a little bit about me and about my stupid life. Here's My Sweet Lord by George Harrison, probably one of the best post-Beatles songs by a former Beatle. Of course, George Harrison's career can't compete to that of the best Beatle, Ringo Starr, whose career as a metal artist has transcended even some of the Beatles' greatest albums. But alas, here's My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. That was My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. Such a cryptic song. I just wish I could figure out what the lyrics meant. But that's George Harrison for you. Oh, he's got to be hiding behind a mask. This next song is by Buddy Guy, and it's an interesting story behind it. It's called Mustang Sally. And the reason it's called that is because when Buddy Guy was, when he was growing up, he lived next door to a farm that had a Mustang, and it was called Sally. And the farm and the Mustang, Sally, would always be driving around in a Mustang car. And that car was also called Sally. And Buddy Guy's name is actually Sally. So I think that's a really interesting fact about this song. Here's a Buddy Guy with Mustang Sally.
Mustang Sally.
That was Buddy Guy with Mustang Sally off of his fantastic album, Damn Right, I've Got the Blues. This next song is by the Sugar Cubes. It's Motor Crash off of Life's Too Good, which might be a greatest hits collection, in which case I'm very stupid, because then it would be off a different album, and then also included in the greatest hits collection. Oh geez. But either way, it is called Motor Crash, and it is by the Sugar Cubes, so that's a cool thing. That was Motor Crash by the Sugar Cube. It's a nice song about ducks. This next song is called Float On by Modest Mouse. Not to be confused with Dead Mouse. No, it's Float On. Here we go.
What? I've flown on.
All right.
That was Float On by Modest Mouse. And this next song is going to be Welcome to Heartbreak by Kanye West off of his album 808 and Heartbreak, universally regarded as the best Kanye album. So let's give a listen. Here's Welcome to Heartbreak. That was Welcome to Heartbreak by Kanye West featuring Kid Cudi. This next song is going to be Sober by Childish Gambino. It's a good song and I hope you enjoy it like all the other songs. And I hope you enjoy all the other songs too. Sober by Childish Gambino.
of me sober. I couldn't believe, but now I'm so high.
That was Childish Gambino with Sober. This last song is from an interesting album. It's called Music from Saharan Cell Phones. And see, this album is made up of a lot of Saharan music from the early 2010s. And what would happen is that a lot of the music from there is the people who listen to the music would store it on their cell phones, on their SIM cards. So someone went over there, and this album is made up of a bunch of the most popular songs that were circulating at the time from SIM cards. And the specific song is called Hua Heda by Chebo Asila. I'm pronouncing that wrong, I guarantee. It's the last song off of the second of these Music from Saharan Cell Phones albums. And pretty much all of, for those of you who know the band Death Grips, pretty much all of the Money Store samples actually come from these two albums, which is an interesting little fact. But here's the last song with, it's Hua Heda. A great song. I hope you enjoy it. Hey, right, that was Juajira by Chebo Wasila. I hope I'm pronouncing that anything close to correct. And that was the last song of the hour. So, once again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been The Christmas Goose with your host, me. I am sorry for wasting your time.